Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Here in the Northern Hemisphere, the days are getting longer, a sure sign that winter's losing its grip. And while the groundhog may yet be right and the cold may linger, look closely and you'll see the buds starting to swell and the landscape, our home ground, coming back to life. But sometimes there's too much of a green thing growing. You'll find a definition of one wild and wide-spreading plant in the book Home Ground. It's a compilation of American landscape terms we've been featuring occasionally here on Living on Earth. Barry Lopez and Deborah Guartney are the book's editors. Today, poet Patty Ann Rogers reads her definition of kudzu.
Kudzu. In large portions of the southeastern United States, the kudzu vine, rapacious and fast-growing, has overtaken the countryside, covering Dixie like the dew. Growing 60 feet or more in a season, this woody, hairy vine, originally a native of Japan and China, can completely engulf large trees, telephone poles, abandoned cars, small sheds, little-used country roads. Kudzu is believed to cover more than 7 million acres of rural areas in the South and has been found as far north as New York, as far west as Texas, and commonly in the Midwest, including Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas. Luckily, winter frost kills the vine, although its roots survive. People residing in kudzu country have adopted the vine good-naturedly as an emblem of their home place and enjoy telling tall tales about it. For example, there's the one about an escaped prisoner who fled into a kudzu patch and is still unaccounted for. The Kudzu Kings, a musical outfit, advertise themselves as the purveyors of Southern roots rock, drunken, country, jungle, boogie, Americana from Oxford, Mississippi.
Poet Patty Ann Rogers lives in Colorado. Her definition of kudzu appears in the book Home Ground, Language for an American Landscape, edited by Barry Lopez and Deborah Guatney. Yeehaw!